I was awakened to the sound of a glass blast. My father, pierced with pieces of beer bottle, laid in the middle of the floor next to the broken bedroom door in front of me and my 12-year-old sis, who is not the only young person that doesn't deserve to see this. The police picked up my mom and pops over a fight concerning how they're going to have sex that night. 8 a.m. the next day, I am dazed and confused from the lack of snooze, but like many of you, I am getting used to it. I'm in Art History 141, and the slide is being shown. In 1971, a California art gallery was occupied by the artist Chris Burden. It was set up for a violent demonstration. While Chris Burden was demonstrating what was going on in Vietnam, many people were losing their lives. And he's shown that violence takes great care and collaboration. At 7:45 p.m., Chris Burden's friend was to fire a gun, grazing Burden's arm, doing little or no harm. But from 15 feet, that 22-long rifle recoiled a copper jacket bullet into Burden's left arm. And the artist's medium spilled like oil paint from a tube. This moment was sacrificial as well as empirical to put the body at risk. The art critics who were sitting in the first 5 feet in the front row knew that they were part of the moment when they felt blood splash on their colored shirts. They knew they were part of the moment. This moment shows that we ignore violence. Whether it's the attack on Iraq, the derailing Amtrak, the shootout over the drug stash, or the little girls of America sitting in their living rooms watching the pool of crimson expand beyond reason until we've ignored the problem so much that we are all stained. Tonight, call someone you love. Tonight, write a love poem or a ballad. Tonight, let's hope everyone in this nation is making love. Because the opposite of violence is not peace, it's creation.